How do you feel about the changes in this neighborhood?
Well, I think change just comes. When it first changed and we had so many problems with the gangs and the shootings and stuff, it was really hard. It was hard for families, and mothers worried a great deal about their children. A lot of people moved out, but it seems to be coming around again. I've always drifted back to this neighborhood because I've always loved it here. Most of my happy memories are here. I still live over by Peninsula Park. I think things are kind of turning around in the neighborhood. Things are picking up, houses are being painted, and yards are being done, and new buildings. It's very nice to see some of the changes. And it's sad to see some of the old things go, of course.
How do you feel about the changes in this neighborhood?
I like the changes and I don't, because I remember when there was gunfire every night. You could hear gunfire every night. And since the neighborhood has changed, you don't hear the gunfire. But you don't look and see the person at the grocery store that you used to see, because now they might live 182nd and Burnside, you know, because they can't afford the rent in the neighborhood. But I didn't like the gunfire, but I do like the fact that Martin Luther King, if you look at that street, I've been all over the country, and every time I go someplace, I look at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And we have the most progressive Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in the country. I mean, I've probably visited 25 or 30 of them. And this one here is on the ball.
Is there anything else that maybe you'd like to add about maybe the community or growing up that I didn't ask?
Well, I'm excited about the good changes in the community that we have seen over the last 10 years. And I think that the neighborhood is becoming a place where people can live without fear, you know, where we can be up and down the streets and there's safety and so forth like that. That's what I appreciate about the newness of the neighborhood.
I have to agree with my husband. The interesting thing, though, is that every establishment has liquor, and so that is a concern. I do love the changes in our neighborhood. I love seeing people walk up and down with their dogs and their bikes, and riding their bikes and pushing baby buggies and carriages. I mean, just everything. So it's a great change. I'm glad that we still live here.
And I like working with people, so I never really meet any strangers.
So what would you like to see happen to this neighborhood now that you're not here?
I'm here.
I mean, like, you don't live in this area anymore, you don't own a business. What do you like to see happen?
But on the field, I'm not an owner, but I'm part of the Mississippi Pizza. Philip is like my son. We have a spelling bee for the kids, we have a spelling bee for the adults at the Mississippi. And I'm the old hugging man. I hug the kids. When you lose, I give you a hug. At the street fair day, we still have a rib off that I started. I'm a cook. I cook ribs, right? So what I do every year, we have the rib off here for the street fair. I never go away. Grandfather ain't going nowhere. You know, this is my street.
So what are some things you still don't like about this neighborhood?
There's nothing that I see that I don't like about the neighborhood. I've always been proud of Boise since I've been here because it's one of the best schools I've seen. I'm so proud of this neighborhood.
Reflecting on your life, is it how you imagined it would be?
I'm just one lucky old man, but I had worked hard for it. And I'm proud of the work I've done.
Is there anything else you would like to add that I haven't asked that you would want us to know?
No, I just want you guys to know that you need to get involved. It's sad. I just saw a young lady the other day. 20-some years now, she's doing the same thing. I'm talking about walking through the neighborhood, prostituting. So I gave her a big hug. I don't hate her because she's that way, you know what I mean? You wouldn't know who she is, you know, but I do, see. These people, they're part of our neighborhood. They live here, so. And I think that people ought to be able to come home, but they got to behave according to the rules. We have to do it. So I don't know the answers to all the things that, you know, happened, but there are answers. And I think that you young folks need to stand up and rally about it. When you're seeing these things, when you see it, tell it. Don't be afraid. That's what happened to me. See, had I listened to the kids, the guys here on this avenue, I would have been just like them, selling drugs. It's your future.